SBS Radio.
Australia's Jessica Malloy was note perfect with an infectious energy in the 63rd Eurovision Song Contest in Portugal. But when it came to the voting, Malloy's performance of the song We Got Love left her well behind in the competition, won by the contest favourite Israel. Australia finished 20th out of 26 finalists after obtaining only 99 votes, including the lowest number of votes in the televote component at just 9. It marks the first time Australia has finished outside the top 10 since it joined the contest in 2015. But Malloy says while she's disappointed with the result, she's happy with her performance.
Rob is a really harsh word. I don't feel that at all. I think, you know, we've done 8 shows throughout the whole lead up. And everyone, I've just given my best, and I've done all I can in terms of my process, my focus, mentally and physically. You know, I really honestly felt like I gave my all and sung my heart out as much as I could. And yes, at the end of the day, it is a competition, but I didn't feel that sadness. I felt really celebrated, to be honest.
The final was not without its controversy. A member of the audience climbed onto the stage during the performance by the British contestant Sue Ree, grabbed the microphone from the singer and had to be tackled by security. Unable to sing for several seconds, Sue Ree then clapped along to the music before continuing with the performance. She declined an offer to sing again, saying she was proud of her performance. But it was Israel's Netta Bazilai who really grabbed the crowd's attention. She won for her song Toy, an anthem summing up the concerns of many women who've adopted the Me Too movement against sexual harassment. Bazilai accompanied the up-tempo song with trills, clucking sounds and chicken-like dance moves. It's the fourth time Israel has won the annual contest, garnering 529 points in the joint audience and jury vote this time round. Cyprus's Eleni Ferreira came in second at 436 points. Austria's Caesar Sampson was third on 342. Bazilai says her victory is a win for diversity.
This is the greatest thing happening to people. Choosing something different, choosing something that's evolved, choosing 2018. And I am proud and honored to do this, and I am proud and honored to bring this magical event to Israel next year.
And despite Australia's unexpected result, Eurovision has been a win for Jessica Malloy. The 28-year-old has received work offers from around Europe. The head of the Australian delegation, Paul Clark, says she deserves the attention.
I think that Jessica performed brilliantly tonight. I think that Australia can be really proud of the way she performed. I think she won a lot of hearts, I think she sold a lot of records.
Australian fans at the final said they'll continue to support her.
I think Jess did an amazing job. She really did us proud. So we got love. Love you, Jess.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.